One of the things you'll be able to see is the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team. And with us in studio right now is Sergeant First Class Keith Pierce. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob. We're really happy to be here.
Well, you've been doing this for how long?
So I've been in the Army for 14 years, Airborne Ranger that whole time, and this is my first season with the United States Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights.
So you've been jumping out of airplanes for a while, huh?
Yes, sir.
I have to ask you this, because this is something that it'll never be on my bucket list, all right? I like adventure, and I like to do things, but it has to take something to want to join a parachute team. How did you get interested in doing something like that?
So there's a really interesting story behind that. I never thought I was actually going to jump out of planes. I didn't really have an interest in doing it at all. But I did have an interest in joining the Army. You know, I wanted to be in the Army. I wanted to be an Army Ranger. And it was only after the fact that I found out that jumping out of airplanes was part of the job description. And so once I started doing it, realized I loved it, and I've been doing it ever since.
So now you've joined this very special team that's very well known, the Golden Knights parachute team. You're based out of a base in the South, is it?
Yeah, so we're Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Oh, okay. Is where the team is based out of. Mm-hmm. It's where the team's been for its entire life.
How many air shows have you been doing?
So we perform probably roughly maybe 40 or 50 air shows a year at least. We travel 250 days out of the whole year.
Wow.
Performing air shows.
So that's a lot of jumping.
Yes, sir.
A lot of practice.
Yeah, it is a lot of practice. We just in getting selected, we do upwards of 200 jumps just in being selected. Then our annual certification cycle, we do about another 150 to 200 jumps every year just preparing and certifying for air shows. And then we do another 150 jumps just in air shows.
So when you come to our airport this weekend, what exactly are you going to do? What should we expect out of your team?
So we're going to be here all weekend. Friday's like our rehearsal day. It's our practice day. So we'll do a jump on Friday just to kind of test out the area and see what we need to do. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to do two jumps on each of those days. There's going to be a jump in the morning. It's a mass formation jump. That'll be at 11 o'clock. And then we're going to do a full show in the afternoon at 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll do a full show. And that show, we're going to do four separate maneuvers. Mm-hmm. We do what's called a baton pass, where two jumpers get out and they fly their bodies relative to each other, make some spirals in the sky. Then we do what's called a cutaway maneuver. That cutaway maneuver is the jumper jumps out with three parachutes instead of the two we normally wear. And he causes that first parachute to malfunction and demonstrates how you actually can cut away a parachute and then open a new parachute. So we'll do that maneuver. And then we do a diamond track maneuver. All right, a diamond track maneuver is showing you how far jumpers can actually separate in controlling their bodies in free fall. Then they'll fly back towards each other at upwards of 300 miles an hour closing speed. Then the final formation we're going to do in the full show is what's called a diamond formation, where four jumpers form a diamond in the sky. And then at the end of that diamond, they'll do what's called a bomb burst and fly out in different directions. Looks kind of like fireworks.
Listener has texted us. We want to ask him. This is from a listener. Why would he jump out of a perfectly good flying airplane?
So yeah, exactly.
You said it kind of is addictive once you start.
It is. For me, a lot of people think it's, a lot of people say it's exciting, or, a lot of people haven't done it. They think it's kind of feels like a roller coaster. For me, it feels more like flying. Okay. You don't have that sickness in your stomach feeling like you get when you're dropping down a roller coaster. You really have more of a feeling like you're actually flying through the air, because the air is coming at you so fast in free fall. You have a ton of control of your body. So for me, it becomes more about the challenge of how well can I do it and how precise can I be, and that's what draws me and keeps me coming.
Well, we're talking with Sergeant First Class Keith Pierce from the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team that's going to be performing this weekend at the air show up here at our airport. In the past, it's not uncommon to get like 30,000 people at this air show. And I would anticipate you're going to see a crowd like that this weekend. The weather's going to be great, which is also important to to what you do. I mean, I'm sure you would get to an airport and all of a sudden the clouds roll in, it's too windy. What do you do then?
It's always a shame, you know, when we can't jump. You know, we put a lot of work into preparing for these shows for the people, and we really want to show the people, you know, what the military is all about. So, but we're always here, you know, to talk to the public, mm-hmm. and you know, we'll answer questions all day about free fall parachuting opportunities available in today's Army. We'll talk about equipment. And so there's going to be a United States Army display at the air show. I saw they just rolled out a Huey today. They have some of the armored vehicles that we have. We'll also have our parachute equipment. We can demonstrate how to pack equipment, all that sort of thing.
Obviously, at these shows, a lot of kids have to come up to you and ask you questions. What are some of the questions that kids ask you?
Oh man, you know, I've gotten all these questions. So kids asking me questions. Well, a lot of them just they want to know how they can do it. You know, they want to be, as my son says, he wants to be an Army man.
Okay.
You know, and they want to know how they can be an Army man. So that is a common question, is how do I do it? You know, and I always tell them, you know, school, practice, like it's the biggest thing. So, you know, work hard in school. And find something you're passionate about and practice.
What was going through your head? You remember the first time you jumped? What was going through your mind, or at this particular time, was it blank or what?
Yeah. So the first time I jumped out, it's interesting because it wasn't like nerves. What it was I was so like hyper focused on what I actually had to do. You know, you're so focused on the task at hand that I don't even know if I remember actually jumping out of the airplane. I think I was thinking about every little step that, you know, I needed to do in order. And so that was really kind of what I was thinking about.
How many members are on your team, and how long do you get to do this?
So there's 89 men and women on the United States Army parachute team, mostly non-commissioned officers. They spend 4 years on one of the five major sections of the team. Okay, there's about 44 jumpers, actual performers, mm-hmm. on the team, and we have a tandem section that performs tandem parachute jumps for select VIPs and distinguished individuals, that sort of thing, military families. We have a competition team, and we have our demonstration teams. Okay, and the demonstration team that's going to be performing at this show is the gold demonstration team.
Okay, and that's the, you already explained what we're going to see.
Yes, sir.
You know, you talked about the practice, and when you have a formation and you have so many people jumping at the same time and making sure everything works and fits together like a puzzle, that has to be an incredible amount of practice time. And you know, forming it beforehand.
So the Army, the Army has a training philosophy of crawl, walk, run. So every time you do something, you know, first you do it slow, and then you walk it, and then eventually you run. And that's exactly how we approach the skydiving. It's crawl, walk, run. First you figure out how to control your body, then you mm-hmm. figure out how to fly with another person, then more people, and then you keep adding more skills and more skills, and the next thing you know, you're jumping with, you know, 30 people or something in the air.
And it's just second nature,
yep.
after that,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, yep.
Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us. We wish you good luck. You're going to do two shows a day, right?
Yes, sir.
On
Saturday and Sunday. 11 o'clock in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, I wish you well, and thanks for joining us. And I want to pass along an information piece from one of our listeners again, saying thank you for your service, Keith. And I say the same thing to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. And I just got to say in closing, you know, we really appreciate the support that we've been shown here, and you know, for the men and women of the military.
All right. Again, thank you. Appreciate you.